Then head football coach Butch Davis instituted a Twitter blackout for the UNC football team in the summer of 2010. It came after star players Marvin Austin and Greg Little made comments on the social media site that brought attention to possible NCAA rules violations. Tar Heels starting right tackle Brennan Williams said he had just gotten into Twitter at the time.
I was pumped for it, but I was just getting into it. So I was just upset because I'm a big wrestling fan, so I follow a lot of wrestlers on Twitter and see what they have to say after the match.
UNC Athletics Director Dick Bedore says Twitter was taken away because players were using it to disclose inappropriate information. The team still isn't allowed to use the site because current head football coach Everett Withers doesn't want to take the risk. The NCAA has encouraged schools to monitor athletes' social media use, and Bedore says UNC will start doing that by partnering with a third-party company on a trial basis because university administrators simply don't have the time or resources to do it themselves. Bedore says that anything a player posts on Facebook or Twitter, the university will be reading.
If you're on a team at the University of North Carolina, then if you choose to participate in social media, then we're going to have access to that.
D.C. area social media expert and attorney Brad Shear says the problem with schools monitoring athletes' social media is that they inadvertently take on a watchdog role over players. Athletes could even accuse the school of negligence if they got into trouble off the field. It's that issue, along with questions of free speech and privacy rights, that Shear says the NCAA and its member institutions have failed to take into account.
Did UNC, did the administration really realize what they got themselves into? I really have to question, does UNC really understand all the possible ramifications that this new policy could have created? Students could possibly claim either First, Fourth, or 14th Amendment violation of the Constitution.
While Shear is concerned that forcing student athletes to make all of their social media accounts public could cause problems for universities down the road, Williams says that he understands why more schools would start to take similar steps to those UNC has.
It's probably for the best. I mean, there's a lot of guys on the team, and there's a lot of opportunities for things to get let out. A lot of guys mess around and get themselves in trouble and embarrass their schools. So I could definitely understand why, either more schools take stuff like that away or start monitoring it more heavily.
The university disagreed with NCAA allegations that it should have done a better job monitoring players' social media use. UNC has a hearing later this month and will argue that the NCAA never told schools to do that. In Chapel Hill, I'm Ryan Davis.